There was no sun anywhere. "You're here noo," he said, "so maybe there's nae harm in telling you. This is what you call Fairyland."
"Fairyland? No, it's not. I've seen pictures. Fairyland is all trees and flowers and sunshine and tinkliness. Dumpy little babies in romper suits with horns. People with wings, and weird people. I've seen pictures."
"It is nae always like this," said Rob Anybody shortly. "And you canny come with us because you ha' nae weapon, mistress."
"What happened to my frying pan?" said Tiffany. Something bumped against her heels. She looked around and saw, not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock-Jock, hold up the pan triumphantly.
"Okay, you have the pan," said Rob Anybody. "But what you need here is a sword of thunderbolt iron. That's like the, you know, official weapon for invading Fairyland."
"I know how to use the pan," said Tiffany, "and I'm..."
"Incoming!" yelled Daft Woolly.
Tiffany saw a line of black dots in the distance and felt someone climb up her back and stand on her head.
"It's the black dogs!"
Not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock-Jock announced.
"Dozens of 'em, big man!"
"We'll never outrun the dogs," Tiffany cried, grabbing her pan.
"Dinny need to," said Rob Anybody. "We got the Gonagall wears this time. You might like to stick your fingers in your ears, though."
William, with his eyes fixed on the approaching pack, was unscrewing some of the pipes from the mouse pipes and putting them in a bag he carried hanging from his shoulder. The dogs were much closer now. Tiffany could see the razor teeth and the burning eyes. Slowly, William took out some of the much shorter, smaller pipes that had a silvery look to them, and screwed them in place. He had the look of someone who wasn't going to rush. Tiffany gripped the handle of her pan. The dogs weren't barking. It would have been slightly less scary if they were. William swung the mouse pipes under his arm and blew into one till the bag bulged.
"I shall play," he announced, as the dogs got close enough for Tiffany to see the drool, "that firm favourite, the King Underwater."
As one Pixie, the Knack MacFeagles dropped their swords and put their hands over their ears. William put the mouthpiece to his lips, tapped his foot once or twice, and, as a dog gathered itself to leap at Tiffany, began to play. A lot of things happened at more or less the same time. All Tiffany's teeth started to buzz. The pan vibrated in her hands and dropped onto the snow. The dog in front of her went cross-eyed and, instead of leaping, tumbled forward. The grim hounds paid no attention to the Pixies. They howled, they spun around, they tried to bite their own tails. They stumbled and ran into one another. The line of panting death broke into dozens of desperate animals, twisting and writhing and trying to escape from their own skins. The snow was melting in a circle around William, whose cheeks were red with effort. Steam was rising. He took the pipe from his mouth. The grim hounds, struggling in the slush, raised their heads, and then, as one dog, they put their tails between their legs and ran like greyhounds back across the snow.
"Weel, they ken we're here noo," said Rob Anybody, wiping tears from his eyes.
"Oh, agend,"
said Tiffany, touching her teeth to check that they were all still there.
"He played the notes of pain," Rob Anybody explained. "You canny hear them, 'cause they're pitched so high, but the doggies can. Hurts them in their heeds. Now we'd better get moving before she sends something else."
"The Queen sent them, but they're like something out of nightmares," said Tiffany.
"Oh, aye," said Rob Anybody. "That's where she got them."
Tiffany looked at William the Gonagall. He was calmly replacing the pipes. He saw her staring at him, looked up and winked.
"The Knack MacFeagle tak music verra seriously," he said.
Then he nodded at the snow near Tiffany's foot. There was a sugary yellow teddy bear in the snow, made of 100% artificial additives. And the snow all around Tiffany was melting away.
End of CD 4.